Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Cass. Hayden's here.
Hello.
Why do you laugh at me every time I do it?
I don't know. It's funny. It's a funny thing to say, even though I started saying it.
And today we are joined by Zoe B. Hey, Zoe.
Hello, it's good to be back.
Hello.
I've missed you guys.
I've missed you.
Well, don't be a today's topic stranger.
Oh, great time.
Have you guys had any crazy interactions with strangers before? I feel like I chat to strangers sometimes, but none of them have ever been that interesting. And the whole idea of a stranger, you know, there's a lot of romantic notions of the stranger, you know?
Well, you're probably the weird one then.
I don't think, no, that's not,
yeah, they're like,
that's not a rule that one person in a stranger
that
interaction
that man was odd.
That, they're literally stranger than you. That's why they're called that.
No, I've had a couple of super weird interactions with strangers. I once was the crazy person.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I was going through a breakup and I was at a bus stop and I was crying. And then a man came up and, like, this was a grizzled dude. Like, this dude has his brain fried. And he was like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, I'm just having a bad day. Thank you for checking in on me. And he was just like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, I literally just got dumped and now I'm catching the bus home.
Oh, rough
day. How good's being on the bus after being dumped?
It's happened more than once.
I feel like it's happened, I've only been dumped on the bus once.
Really?
Yeah. Only? That's still once, not good.
It happens. What can you say? Sometimes you get dumped on the bus, sometimes you get dumped, and then you have to catch the bus home. Yeah. How else are you going to get there?
Yeah. And a lot of the time, you're just sad on the bus anyway.
Yeah, the bus is a sad place. Dumped. It's weird to be pensive.
Yeah. You look out the window, watch the rain roll down the window, and...
You got a fast car. Yeah. I get it. No, I just was like, yeah, talking to this dude, and he was just like, what's going on? And I was like, and then I just... Just emotionally, like, dumped on this man for probably about 20 minutes while we waited
minutes.
For the bus. I'd miss the bus.
Dumpy becomes dumper.
Yeah, so I was like, I got broken up with and this is why and he's a piece of shit and da-da-da. And I just was, like, rambling at this man for 20 minutes. And then he said, he was like, well, if I had a daughter like you, I'd be pretty proud. And I was like, thank you.
Oh, that's nice. Aww.
Thank you. And then he got up and left.
So he wasn't catching the bus.
He was catching a different bus, but he just got up and left, as in moved away from me.
Oh.
Did he sit down further away?
He sat at a different bus stop.
He dumped you.
Yeah, I got dumped twice in one day.
I mean, he asked.
Yeah, well, look, in all fairness, I was crying. Like, if he just ignored him like every other person at the bus stop, he would have been fine.
Also, there were more people at the bus stop.
Yeah. Have you not just ignored someone crying at the bus stop before, Cass?
Yeah,
I think
would've.
I've been ignored crying.
You see, the world...
Why
were you crying about to catch a bus?
I don't know where I was. I just think I've been ignored crying heaps.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes, well, I don't have any shame about crying.
Cass also makes no noise when she cries.
Yeah, sometimes I weep. So if I'm going shopping and I'm having a weep, I'll just do that.
Just weep while shopping?
Yeah, weep openly at the shops.
That's...
She's just got a wet face.
So sometimes I walk past people and I'm like, I think they can tell I'm crying actively now, but...
Well, I guess if you're wearing like a face mask, maybe like you could get away with some of it.
Do you know what? It actually wets the face mask and you can see it.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Best off with big sunglasses.
Big sunglasses, yeah. Also face mask, also but extra like, absorbent. Yeah. Some sort of terry toweling.
Like a layer of tissues that you've rolled up to sit in between your nose and the face mask.
Yeah, I've definitely been the open crier at the shops. Many times.
Yeah, look, the open crier at the shop. I've never seen someone just at like
what
Woolies walking around.
What a boy, not
sobbing.
Noticing.
No, you don't sob, you just weep. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Just you are crying.
Like, I don't
while
think
you
I could.
Thing.
So is a weep a gentle cry?
You don't make
by
any
definition?
Noise.
You don't make
that,
any noise.
Is that the definition
tears
of a weep?
Just fall out.
Yeah.
I thought weeping was going, ah.
That's wallowing.
Oh. No, I thought a wallow was just when you sit in the sadness.
Yeah, that is a wallow.
You can wallow without crying.
You can sob
wailing, I think maybe it's wailing.
Mm. I think you can sob while weeping.
Mm-hmm.
Like sob is the...
Yeah, that's sobbing.
But...
Sob, 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 sob. Sob, 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 sob,
but I think if you're weeping, to me, that's just the tears are falling out.
Right.
Like you're not... You know how sometimes when you're crying...
It's really creepy.
It's like the movements and the blinking and stuff. Like
that's weeping.
The tears are coming out.
Mm.
But with weeping, it's just like they're happening.
Well, actually,
they're
that makes a lot of sense because if a sore weeps, it's just gently trickling out, you know, the white blood cells or whatever.
Yeah.
If a guitar gently weeps.
Yeah. That's all I was thinking as well, but I've never heard that song. So, you know, I can't.
You can make that joke. I've heard that joke once. I've heard that song once, so I can make that joke.
What's it go like?
And my guitar is slowly weeping.
That can't be right.
You're lying.
That can't be right.
To the song.
Well,
we're not going to do that. Yeah. You know it.
Never going to check. I once met a man at a bus stop who had also, it was actually at a train stop, sorry.
A train
and
stop?
A station, you might call it. and he'd just been dumped and he's like, about to go bush for like 3 weeks. Not telling anyone where I'm going. I'm just going. And I was like, oh, cool, man. And then I, like, a year later, sort of thought about that. I'm like, hey, that's super concerning. hope he's okay.
Hope he didn't kill himself
in
the bush.
Well, yeah, that's
he
what
told
I, yeah.
You. So his conscience was probably like, I told someone where I went.
Yeah.
I didn't see all these missing posters, missing person posters up. The news is like, you know, a Melbourne man missing in bush, not missing for, you know, worried family, ex-girlfriend.
Man at train stop wanted for questioning. But I think it was fine because I feel like you hear if people go missing in the bush, right? It makes people you hear
Do
about
you?
It. Well, I've heard about it before. I don't know when if there's times where I haven't heard about it.
Yeah, if there a guy goes been. Missing in the bush, does Hayden hear about it?
Sometimes, yes. I don't know how often does it happen. When was the last time a guy went missing in the bush?
There's probably someone missing in the bush right now.
No, there's not someone always lost in the bush.
I am so certain that there is always someone lost.
No, it's always a big deal when someone's lost in the bush.
No, it's a big deal when backpackers and children are lost in the bush.
We hear about backpackers and children.
I guess. Okay.
It's people being like, wow, these backpackers got lost, and we're all like, oh,
idiots.
Don't go to the bush.
Yeah, it's dangerous out there. You get lost. It's losty in there.
Yeah. We didn't put up any signs.
You don't need to. It's the bush. Don't go there.
Yeah.
That's not yours.
There's no exit.
It's not where you live.
It's the snakes. Let them be.
So I was trying to find some stranger facts for this episode.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, hey, how many strangers are there in the world?
What?
So I'm trying to figure out how many strangers there are in the world. And I
what
came...
Wouldn't it be 7 billion or 7.5 billion? Wouldn't everyone be a stranger?
I actually have
no,
the
because,
number. So.
Okay.
Guess how many strangers are there in the world?
So I want to give some context. So
no, just give us the number. We don't care about your story.
Yeah, give us the number first and then
let us
okay, work backwards.
Just
give us a number.
7,868,870,951.
Isn't that just the population?
No, it's not.
Minus one?
No.
No, because wouldn't you inherently, you'd have to eliminate everyone who is your friend?
Wait, is everyone who's a stranger to you or just because everyone's a stranger to someone else?
Oh, so now you want the context.
Okay. You've just given us the number that is pretty close to the population of Earth.
But it's 50
off. Now you want the context. And you were all like, no, just give us the number. Don't tell us the context. How dare you? How dare you? Both of you. So.
Now, this worked out pretty well for
us. In my research, I came across the Dunbar number. And the Dunbar number... is a number that looks, sorry, Dunbar's number, It goes through sort of in general all the people you sort of know in your life. So you've got five people who are like loved ones.
Just by the way, Zoe did a massive your mom explaining and yawning. I did zone out. So yeah, you have lost us. I heard done by number and then that's it.
You're gone. Okay. If you fell asleep at this point in the podcast, you let me know.
Say again.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking, hey, you might get this. Oh, Cass, I guess, would probably too. Because you've both worked at places that aren't this.
Okay. Yeah.
Do regulars count as like a stranger?
A regular?
Yeah.
No, because they're regulars.
Yeah.
You know them.
They're not strange to you.
But I can't tell you their name.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's what defines a stranger.
Right. What defines a stranger?
So,
are we just going to gloss over all this maths Cass did, or should we? Because before we were about to press record, I see Cass like punching in like 780 million on her calculator. I'm like, what could she possibly be doing? And she's like, I can't get to a billion. There's not enough room on the calculator on my phone to get to the billions. Very silly. Anyway, what are you doing?
Yeah, so the Dunbar number in theory is it's like an estimation of how many people you've met and know. So therefore, if you minus that number from the world's population, you would inherently have.
So there's a scale, but yes. So you've got everyone has around five loved ones, so like family, really close friends.
Yep.
Then you expand it to like 15, like good friends, like closer family.
What'd you say?
Greg.
What?
Got
five.
Oh.
Got five loved ones.
I didn't pass what you were saying just as words. I thought you were just going, meh.
Meh.
What? What the fuck are you talking about? Sorry, yeah.
So you got five loved ones, 15 good friends, meh. 50 friends, 150
meaningful. How many good friends do we have?
15.
Okay. It's going to be so insufferable to listen to.
Just
everyone else is probably listening intently, and we're in the episode just like, we're somewhere else.
I've said numbers. I'm
as soon as you say
you
numbers,
away.
I'm out. I can't do it. Okay,
five
so,
loved ones, really close.
Yeah.
15 good friends.
Yeah.
Yep.
50 friends.
Are we loved ones or good friends? To each other.
I could just see Cass getting more frustrated.
I have three more numbers.
Okay.
Let's continue on. We'll unpack whether or not we're loved ones or good friends to each other later.
Then you've got 150 meaningful contacts. So that's people who you are able to.
That's irregulars.
That's people that you are able to maintain a relationship with.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, it's like 500 acquaintances where you're like, oh,
500?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll know, like, you'll know and recognize 500 people. And then the limit.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, people you go to high school with that you sort of don't talk to ever.
Yeah.
But you know their names and their faces. I guess that counts.
And there seems to be a cap on around about 1,500 people that you can recognize. So if you were to meet more than 1,500 people, you'd start forgetting them. We just don't have the brain. We're social creatures and we're wired to be quite social with each other, but there is a limit to how much we can do. Like, we've evolved to be social, but not that much.
See, I think maybe I've hit my number because I went to we all went to a big-ish high school. It was like 1,300. I didn't know everyone in high school, but I feel like that really chewed up a lot of my 1,500 because I cannot remember fucking anyone anymore.
I work in a store that has 200 employees and I know everyone's name.
Yeah, you're fucked. If you ever met anyone new, that's
there are new people, and I kept calling this new lady whose name is Anne Lynn for like the first week.
Oh no, she's moved out of your 1,500.
Yeah, I was like, Anne Lynn over there. She's like, it's Anne. I'm like, huh, Lynn? What did you say?
Lynn's crazy. So yeah, I
she
got
looks
that
like
number.
A Lynn, what can I say?
By taking the global population as of January 1st, 2022, because it hasn't come out for the end of the year, because the year's not done.
Yep.
Because a lot of people got to live, a lot of people got to die.
Mm. Yeah, and I took away 1,500. So that's how we got. That's how many strangers there are in the world.
How many again?
7,868,870,951 to you as of January 1st this year. That is how many strangers there are to you.
Yeah,
in the world.
Good.
Do you make any new friends this year? Does that skew the
number? I think so.
Next year.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I guess I've made new friends.
No, it's a 1-8-1-8 policy from what I've read.
Mm.
And my research is obviously very.
Maybe I've lost friends too and haven't realized.
Yeah, that's true.
They probably just fell off the back end of the 1,500.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, do you guys want to hear the history of strangers?
Yes.
Yes.
I've lost my phone.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah, I did drop it. I forgot it. I dropped it. Okay.
He forgetty.
So, this is the most, the most famous strangers in history.
Oh, no. So people strangers who are, on a train?
No, what's that? Isn't that a movie?
Yeah,
that's Girl on the Train.
No, that's a different movie.
Oh.
There could be two movies.
There are several movies.
One's a stranger and the other one, she's
no, you
a
guys are thinking of Snowpiercer.
Oh, another train movie.
There's there a girl many... and a stranger on that train, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're right.
Sometimes a stranger's a girl.
So this is from ranker.com.
That was P-U.
That was Ranker with an R. Most famous one is someone I've never heard of, so I'm skipping them.
All right.
Number two, D.B. Cooper.
Yeah.
Pretty classic.
Yeah, big old stranger.
I think everyone pretty much knows D.B. Cooper, but he...
Catch Me If You Can?
No.
No, so he's the one that got on the plane and then jumped out of the plane into the forest, which is the American bush.
I'll give you a quick D.B. Cooper recap. So it was in 1971. D.B. Cooper gets on the plane. He's like a mid-40s business sort of looking guy. Going from Portland to Seattle, he orders a bourbon and soda, and then he passed a note to the flight attendant saying, hey, I've got a bomb. And then he showed everyone a thing that looked like a bomb and then stole all the money and jewels and stuff off the plane, opened the plane door, parachuted out. No one ever found him.
Oh, good on
and
him.
And we named him B.D. Cooper.
D.B. Cooper.
D.B.
Why
D.B.?
Because he was the best.
he was had the best bomb. At stealing.
The best with the bomb.
And Tank, you know Tank Man? The very famous image of that guy. He's like carrying
T&M
his shopping.
Swear?
Yeah.
Swear?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like standing in front of four tanks. Here's the picture for you, a reference.
Yep.
If you don't know it, Google Tank Man. You'll be like, oh, that picture. I know that picture. Yeah. No one knows who that is.
Yeah.
No one knows who Tank Man is. Because
he undoubtedly was murdered pretty much straight after.
Oh, yeah. I guess that makes sense. Mm.
Also, if he wasn't murdered, don't say that's you.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. Well, I guess that makes sense why we don't know who it is. And also, I'm reading this is... I've got to be honest with you guys. I didn't read this whole list, and a lot of these people have, since this article came out, been revealed.
Like who?
Because the Zodiac Killer's on here, and so is Jack the Ripper, and both have recently been unmarked.
Who's Jack the
and
Ripper?
We discovered the...
Some guy.
Yeah, it's some guy.
You're not
so
going to know
still
his
a
name.
Stranger.
No, well, I guess no, everyone's a stranger, I guess.
Genetically. No, and then they figured out the Tarzim Shud dude.
Oh, Tamam Shud?
Tamam Shud.
Yeah. Who's he?
He's just an electrician from Melbourne.
So there wasn't any spy shit?
No, it just seems like he was an electrical engineer that got on the piss and...
Is this the guy they found on the beach?
Yeah.
Oh,
the Somerton Man, that's what
Somerton
they call it.
Somerton Man, yes.
Yeah, found on the beach in Somerton with this mysterious note. And then they found a part of the, like it was a note from a book, and they found the book where it was from, and everyone was like, for whatever reason, thought it was spies and thought he was some spy.
Yeah.
But he was a Sparky, apparently.
He was a Sparky. Is what I'm hearing. Possibly went on the piss, fell into the ocean.
What was the mysterious note?
I don't know. It's just a balled up bit of paper in his pocket at this point.
Oh.
Yeah, it means nothing now, I guess. Yeah. The mystery is, it's nothing. How anticlimactic. That's probably the end result of most mysteries.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, who is the Mona Lisa? Just like some person.
Just the lady.
Who cares?
She was just sitting there, no eyebrows, living her best life. Have you ever looked around your room or in your bag or whatever and been like, what are people putting together? Like, they find my body.
Mm-hmm.
What do they think? Who do they think I am? Or what do they think happened?
I often carry ID, so I think
Hayden.
Okay, but
they'd figure it out pretty easily.
The person who kills you ate it.
Oh, wait. Okay, we're being murdered? Okay.
Well, it's gone.
Well, that's how the police get involved.
The ID's gone.
What?
That's how the police get involved.
Yeah, wallet's gone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wallet's gone. Yeah, could you figure out who I was? I feel like I've got I was going to say I think I have unique teeth, but literally everyone on earth has unique teeth.
Yeah, I was going to say, I have a tattoo that is stupid enough that not a lot of people have it. So
the Patty and Selma shaving in the bath?
Yeah. That's good. That's a great tattoo. I mean, like your things, like if someone found your bag.
Really? I think if someone went into my bedroom and was like, I need to figure out who this kind of person is, they would walk in and be like, this person is either very depressed or very lazy or out of control because there is just a strong smell of cat piss because String has been pissing on the wall at the moment. I don't know how to get him to stop.
Wall?
On the wall?
Well, on the skirting board.
Oh, God, my
damn,
God.
That's
annoying.
Yeah, and so, like, look, I'm cleaning the best that I can, but sometimes it happens while I sleep.
You can't get the stink out.
Sometimes the stink is stuck there, and I've just been, like, deep cleaning the room every second day because that's where we're at.
Have we told the story of when the cat pissed on your face on this podcast?
I don't know if we've told it on this show.
Tell me again.
He didn't piss on my face. I just got piss on my face.
He pissed on your face while you were sleeping?
He pissed on my pillow while I was sleeping.
And your pillow was supporting your what?
My head.
Okay.
My head. Yes. And so I slept in cat piss for an entire evening and then woke up the next day and was like, it's important to know that I'm a sweaty sleeper. So it's not uncommon.
What a beautiful cocktail.
Yeah, I know.
So
it's not uncommon for me to wake up and be like, oh, I'm sticky. And so I got up, I rolled a smoke, I went outside, I was having my cigarette, and as I went to go run my fingers through the back of my hair, I was like, wow, my hair is really wet. I must have been very sweaty last night.
It's your favorite story.
It's funny. A cat pissed on your head. And it took you ages to notice. Hours and hours and hours.
It took me 15 minutes to notice that the cat had pissed on
my head. That's hours in cat piss years.
So, you'd think you'd notice straight away. And so then I got up. I went back into my room. I went to go get dressed for work that day. I was like, man, it really smells like cat piss in here. So I started looking to see where he'd pissed. But I was like, the cat piss smell is just following me. And as I came to that realization, I looked up and there was like a big yellow stain on my pillow. And I was like, oh, I can figure this one out. Then I had to call work to tell them I was going to be late because I had to go hop in the shower because I was covered in cat piss. But because the whole situation was so surreal, I didn't think to lie.
Yeah.
Like, it just didn't occur to me that was a situation where I should just be like, hey, for personal reasons, I'm running late.
Yeah.
Not even a lie. That's also honest.
Yeah. I just, like, called my manager and was like, there's cat piss in my hair.
What? Who is this?
Okay. And I was like, they cat peed in my hair. I'm going to be late. I have to have the world's longest and hottest shower. And she was like, yeah, fuck. Yes, of course. Take as much time as you need.
That's
nice. So I finally got to work and they were like, oh, you look all nice and fresh and clean. Like, that was the joke for the whole day. They're like, oh, you look so fresh and clean. And when I got home that night, my brother walks in with such a shit-eating grin and he's like, hello, pisshead.
Well, how did he find out?
So apparently while I was calling up work, he heard me on the phone being like, and he pissed on me. And he was like, well, what's happening there? And he asked my mum. He like texted my mum to be like, what's going on with Zoe? Yeah,
who pissed on Zoe last night?
Yeah, he was like, why is Zoe
I'm hearing word through the walls.
Yeah, he was like, I can literally hear Zoe talking about how someone's pissed on her. What is happening? And my mum was like, oh, the cat pissed on her. She had to shower. So he's pretty chuffed with that. And so he called me pisshead for like 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's good. That's fun.
It's good.
My cat keeps pissing in the sink.
At least that's contained.
Well, that's what we're thinking, and we're like too afraid to tell her off for it, because like if we tell her off and she'll just start peeing somewhere else. It's like,
yeah, it's not the worst the
sink,
place for her.
It's like
piss.
The laundry sink. So it's like
oh,
the
where that's the sink is to piss.
I know. It's like where you wash like garden tools or something. Like it's such a dirty sink anyway.
Yeah, it's not the worst.
It takes 1 second to clean it up, and it's not really that annoying. So
oh my god,
like,
if Stringer pissed in any kind of drain, I would be chuffed.
Mm.
I would be chuffed. Because he used to piss in the shower, and yeah. It just didn't bug me.
Yeah.
And people would be like, that's gross. I'm like, why? It's a drain.
Yeah, I piss in the shower.
Yeah, I piss in the shower all the time. Because right now he's just, yeah, pissing on my head.
pissing
on the floor. Like today, me and Cass, like I had to bring some clothes to do some stuff with Cass today, and I like left the bag on my ground, and this morning I was like,
on my ground?
On my ground. On the floor in my bedroom.
Yeah, your ground.
And then, yeah, my ground.
Yeah.
Sand my ground. And I was like, and I went to go pick up the bag. And the first thought when I went to go grab it was, oh, fuck, I hope the cat didn't piss on it. Like, that's where I'm at right now. I can't get him to stop pissing. And I don't know what to do.
Mm.
And it's because he doesn't like sharing a litter box with the other cat. But there's no way to explain that to the other cat that there's going to be a one-for-one litter box situation.
Yeah.
She's just like, oh, fuck your litter box.
So
the
tough.
Other cat is pissing in his litter box.
The other cat's just pissing in both the litter boxes because who cares? Stringer does. And that's where we're at right now. And I got to figure out how to fix this. So if anyone has any tips on how to get my cat to stop pissing on my wall and floor.
At Shut Up A Sec Pod or Shut Up A Sec on Twitter.
At Shut Up A Sec on Twitter.
At Shut Up A Sec on Twitter. Let us know your cat stopping piss techniques.
Yeah, tweet me directly at Zoe Sans Fans. How do you get a cat to stop pissing on the floor and pissing the litter tray? Because he shits in the litter tray. He knows how it works.
Interesting.
Huh.
Yeah, I feel like I'm very maybe sensitive. I mean, nobody, no one likes cat piss smell. But I feel like as soon as I smell cat piss, I can like feel it in my like the front of my brain or something. Just goes straight up my nose into my frontal cortex and just singes me.
Yeah,
it
it's not
me.
Pleasant.
No, it's not.
It's not pleasant.
It's very bad.
Mm.
So we will be, just deep cleaning my house for as long as I can feasibly think of until that Casper's piss smell is no longer.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
I have to take out a wall.
Well, I think a lot of the time you can just never get it out.
Yes.
I think because it's got like all this ammonia and stuff.
Yeah, it's in, like, so a dozen specific to be like, oh, remember where you've pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I poured some bleach on some the other day because I was like, maybe that'll get the cat piss smell out of it. But then it just bubbled. Like the
I was
going to
say, you
piss.
Don't do that because doesn't cat piss have ammonia in it? And if you mix bleach and ammonia, it
becomes
it'd
fucking hurt my head when I breathe.
Yeah, it becomes like a chemical weapon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Weird.
Oh my god.
Because I thought I'd cleaned up all the actual cat piss, and then I was like, oh, and I'll just be pouring bleach onto the floorboards. But I'd missed a spot, and it started bubbling, and then it smelt weird.
Yeah.
And then did I create napalm?
I think I'm looking up. I think it might be chlorine gas or something.
Yeah, I don't think you did napalm.
Chloramines are produced.
Yeah, it did not smell good. It gave me a bit of a headache.
Which ain't good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
That's so funny.
You did chemical warfare in your house.
It started bubbling. God, that's so bad. Oh, gee whiz.
How long did it last?
The headache?
Yeah.
Till I went to bed, and then the next morning I woke up and was fine.
Huh.
But the headache, it didn't hurt. It just felt weird.
What? what do you mean?
You know, sometimes you get a headache and you're like, well, this isn't, like, hurt, but everything's a bit woozy.
Whoa, okay. No, I've never had. Well, I guess I've been woozy before.
Yeah,
you've
and it's
never
just like,
done.
I wouldn't describe it as a headache.
Chlorine gas.
Yeah, I've never huffed
have
up some.
We should have some chlorine gas. Did I get dumber?
Was this pre or post piss hair?
Post. This was like 3 nights ago.
Oh my god. How are you
so
doing?
You're still coming down.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. It just like felt weird that night.
What are the what are the other chemicals you can make at home? Let's not do that.
Let's not do that podcast. We'll be on a list.
We'll put that behind a paywall.
We'll tell you how to make all the chemicals, but we'll, you know, we'll try them first before you.
Yeah, we'll huff them first, and if they don't kill us, then they're good.
Mm.
This one didn't kill me. Just made me real woozy.
I don't have any stranger stories, which disappoints me. The best stranger story I have was when I was in Japan and a man held his umbrella over me, like in My Neighbor Totoro.
That's nice.
It was nice.
You know what? The same thing happened to me while I was in Japan.
Oh, yeah. I was there with you.
Maybe they
just
a lot
nicer. Yeah, but
mine was
a different stranger. They were a couple. They just – actually, no, they didn't know each other.
Yeah, they were strangers with
they
each other.
They were strangers.
Yeah.
So they came on either side of us, both held an umbrella over each of us. We're like, oh, thank you. They walked us across this mall – like, they walked us across this open mall walkway.
Mm.
And then we were like, thank you, thank you. And then they went in opposite directions away.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Strangers
that's nice.
Helping strangers.
That's so cute.
To help strangers.
Yeah. Oh, I once did a stupid thing with a stranger. I was in China and...
Haven't we all, Hayden? Haven't we all?
Yes, I was in China trying to get home and me and my friend were trying to hail like taxis or just anyone like offering a lift in there. Like, you know, like they've got like the, I forgot what they're called.
Tuk-tuks? Ubers.
They're not tuk-tuks.
Taxis.
Tac-tac?
Cars.
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. Cars.
We were trying to get a lift from taxis, or they had like little bikes with you could ride on.
Rickshaw.
Rickshaw. I don't know if that's what they call in China.
Was it a bike with stuff on the back of it?
The front of it.
On the front? What the fuck?
Maybe it was the back. Anyway, me and my friend.
Maybe I was looking at it backwards.
Mm. We were trying to get a lift. We couldn't get a taxi. We couldn't get Ubers. We couldn't get anything. I don't think they even have Uber in China. We were really stuck because no one would pull over for us and we didn't know what was happening. And then.
Oh, okay. The rickshaws wouldn't pull over for you or whatever they are. I thought you were just trying to hail random cars.
No.
Why won't any of these strangers
Why
stop for me?
Stop?
Trying to pull someone over, no one came over. And then eventually this guy came over to us and he had like a younger girl with him. She looked about like 18. He looked in his like 30s maybe. And he was like, do you need help? And we're like, we can't get a taxi. We're trying to order a taxi. And he was like, oh, follow me. Like he... Could he like he spoke more English than we could speak Mandarin. We could barely we could speak no Mandarin. And he leads
We're
us
in the culture cast.
I know. I felt really awful. I was like, man, I really tried. I did like a 6-week course. It's really hard.
Mm.
I got to the point where at the end of a 2-week trip, when I said the phrase for I'm sorry, I can't speak Mandarin, they understood me. Because it took two weeks of saying that to someone every single day and then looking at me and then speaking Mandarin because I'd clearly said something so unintelligible.
Yeah.
They didn't even register it as words. And the thing I was trying to say was, I can't speak Mandarin.
Yeah.
Really
had a sign.
I should have. I should have gone in with a sign. That would have been clever.
Yeah.
This guy leads us away. Me and my friend are like, oh, this guy's going to help us. And then he leads us into a car park and he opens his car door and he's like, Jess is into the car. And we're like, and I'm thinking like, I don't want to get this guy's car.
That's
and my friend's like, yeah, okay. And so I follow her into the car and I'm sitting in the back of the car being like, well, it's got a young woman with her. Girls can't betray girls. And we're like sitting in this guy's car being like, what's happening? Where are we going? I was like, shit, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done.
Yeah,
and
yeah
then,
this is how people get sex trafficked, Kaz.
Anyway, what he was doing was driving us to the taxi rank because apparently there's a dedicated taxi rank, which is why no one was pulling over. He ordered us a taxi and refused to take money. And he just like ordered it on his phone and made sure we got home safe.
That's nice.
It was really nice.
I'm so glad you didn't get molested.
I'm very glad I didn't get killed.
Yeah.
It was maybe the stupidest thing we've ever done.
Yeah, that's not good.
Shame on you.
Mm.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. Strangers don't always have your best.
So it can't be so bad.
It could be so bad.
Maybe it's your chlorine gas, baby.
I lived.
Woo!
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Zoe V.
Zoe, you're on a brand new Sans Pants radio podcast called Being Hot is Hard.
I am. I've got one of the most beautiful co-hosts in the world.
She does.
She it's does. Cass. It's true.
It's me.
It's Cass.
Yeah, it's Cass. Yeah.
It's Cass. We're very excited to be bringing you guys this show about how hot it is to be as... how hard it is to be.
How hot it is to be hard.
How hot it is to be hard. How hard it is to be as hot as we are. But we thought we'd share our secrets with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And join us every week on Tuesday.
On Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays.
We're asking other people how they do it.
Yeah, exactly. We're asking other people how they do it. We're really excited to be interviewing some fantastic people.
Yeah.
Who've got some really cool things.
People are insane. I say that as one of the insane people.
Oh, yeah. People are insane. We interviewed some influencers and it's impressive. And we were influenced.
Sick.
Yeah. Well, check that out at Hot Hard Pod.
Yeah, and it's that on every social. It's that on all the socials.
I know. I can't believe no one had that.
Hot Hard Pod.
Hot Hard Pod. And then check us out on your podcasting app, Being Hot Is Hard.
Hell yeah. What interesting guests have you had or are coming up?
We have had the beautiful ladies from Ladies Guide to Dude Cinema. They're coming up in a couple of weeks. We had
Nino Yama was on the
our first season, which was really cool. She is our other co-host. She's just really busy being on TV at the moment.
Being hot and hard. She's too hot and hard
all the time. Unfortunately, very extremely successful comedian.
Yeah, so it's
hard to pin down for season two. Yeah.
So we took it and ran with it. We're like, Well, wait. She'll become available soon. She'll.
But no, strength to strength, unfortunately.
Yeah, that bitch. But yeah, we've got some really cool people, some really great, funny, lovely women and non-men. And I think we're probably going to get some men in soon. But we're starting with the non-men, you know.
Yeah.
You can come on if you're a guy. You just have to be excited.
Yeah, you just can't be like, I don't know. I just washed my face.
I use a 12-in-1 body scrub. It's a toothpaste and a shampoo and a conditioner and a dishwashing liquid.
That's
a dishwashing liquid.
That's Dr. Bronner's.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Bronner's. That's horseshoed back around. Yeah. That's women again.
Is that Castile soap?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I use that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoops.
12-in-1.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.